This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now let's get some reaction from our regular Friday guest, Chris Lowe. He's chief economist with FTN Financial, and he's with us, as always, from New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what did you make of what Sister Morales just said about the fact that from her vantage point working with the poor here in Los Angeles, that the economy is not getting any better?
Well, I tell you what, the first thing is it really puts a human face on the numbers that we look at every day. But this is what we're talking about when we talk about the lowest labor force participation rate since 1982. What that means is 2.5 million people have become so discouraged they're not looking for work. This is also what we're talking about when we say that we've never had income growth so low outside of a recession. It is so evident in the data exactly what she's talking about, that there are still many, many people struggling. The other thing, unfortunately, is that unskilled workers have been hit harder by this recession than skilled workers, because there's still this huge demand for work outside the U.S. where wages are lower.
Chris, let me ask you about something else that happened this week that may have put a damper on all of our spirits, which is this Facebook IPO, which just flopped a week ago. And I wonder if that sort of made us think differently about the tech sector, which has been such a bright spot.
You know, there are people saying that. My sense is that was such a badly handled IPO. It's probably a mistake to read too much into it. You know, for example, during the sales pitches, the company refused to talk about their financial numbers. So there were plenty of things that could have gone wrong. Tech is slowing down, though, and it's slowing down primarily because there was a vibrant market in Asia and in Latin America. Those emerging markets were growing rapidly last year. They are slowing hard this year, and so orders are dropping.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thanks as always.
Thank you.